documentary on News Talk.
Now on documentary and drama on News Talk, producer Pavel Barter and his daughter travel to the land of the rising sun for Shogun Sessun, Irish music in Japan.
What you're hearing is two Japanese musicians bringing new life to an Irish jig in Kyoto, Japan. My name's Pavel Barter. And how did I come to be in Kyoto, listening to Japanese musicians playing some of the best trad I've ever heard? It all started with a person here by my side, Edie, my 14-year-old daughter.
Hi, I'm Edie. A few years ago, I got really into Japanese anime, manga, the whole culture. My dad found me a sensei, a teacher, and I started to learn how to speak Japanese.
I think French is difficult.
While Edie was learning Japanese, she found out that Irish music is popular in Japan.
So me and my dad, we've set out to find out why Celtic and Irish music has become part of Japanese culture.
And we've started our journey in Ireland.
My name is Risako Fukuda. Lisa, people call me. I'm from Kyoto, Japan, originally, but I live in Ireland 25 years, first 10 years in Dublin, and currently I'm in Achill Island, so last 15 years or so. I play Irish fiddle, traditional tunes mostly, sessions. I was classically trained. I was pushed to take up the instrument by my parents very strongly. So I didn't like that. Classically, you have to study the score before you start even playing, really. Irish music, you have to learn by ear. Music itself is a conversation in a session environment. So you share that excitement together. Definitely Guinness helped.
Lisako, are there many other Japanese musicians living in Ireland?
Yes. I don't know exact figures, but if you go down like County Clare, Galway, Limerick, that area, Ennis, you'll find a lot.
While in Achill, we meet another local musician, Graham Sweeney, who's collaborated with Lisako on his local music collective, the Achill Sound.
Lisako, Lisa as we call her locally. She's a heavily featured musician on it and she plays from the heart.
And coming from Japan, she brings her own flavour to Irish music.
When I'm playing these long, slow tunes with long notes, I tend to put extra notes, which is like harmony notes, counter melody kind of things. And that's not a traditional thing to do. So, yeah, I'm bringing in my own bits in there.
We're in Amsterdam Airport. We're waiting to get the flight to Japan.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you?
12.
What are we going to try and discover in Japan?
Our goal is to see why Japanese people are so interested in Irish music and their fascination for it. We're going to go to an Irish music festival called Feel of Tokyo.
It was a pleasure having you on board with us today. We wish you a good stay in Japan and we hope to see you again soon.
Myself and my daughter Edie are in Shinjuku, one of the main hubs in Tokyo, a megacity home to 37 million people.
Okay, we're in Shinjuku, very bright, very colourful, very loud. Lots of displays on billboards and screens, lots of anime, surreal, like a dream, like a movie or something.
our first stop is to meet a promoter who's been instrumental in introducing Irish music to Japanese audiences.
My name is Keiko Kawashima. I'm a promoter, producer of the music, working in Tokyo for... My company was built in 1984.
Kawashima-san's love of Irish music began in the 1970s when she heard the music of the Chieftains in a movie that was made in Ireland.
I saw the film Barry Lyndon by Stanley Kubrick. I liked music very much. 1991, I first invited the Chieftains.
Before me and my dad left for Tokyo, we visited the Chieftains flute player who lives in Westport, County Mayo.
Matt Molloy is my name. I played with the Chieftains for 43 years.
What part, Matt, do you think Japan played in your career?
Yeah, I was always fascinated with the idea of travelling there, but never thought that we would be playing music over there. But contact was made with Keiko Kawashima.
And so, in 1991, the Chieftains made their debut in Japan.
The audience was 150, very small.
In Tokyo?
In Tokyo. I asked to the record company to release the Chieftains' album, but they said, no, we don't, because they are not known in Japan and Irish music is not known. And there was no Irish pub in Japan.
But after the Chieftains played their first concerts in Japan, all that changed.
After the performance, the Chieftains' show, three albums were released because their performance was so great and people loved Irish music.
My name is Rieko Yamashita. I'm currently a chair of Kota Security Airline Japan branch. The branch started 1991-1992. We have classes for music and dances, and sometimes we organize KDs and sessions, and sometimes we also participate in other events like St. Patrick's Day Parade. And this weekend we have a big event called Fair Tokyo. In Ireland, so they have regional flair, and this is something similar. And those who actually had good scores at the competition here in Tokyo will be qualified for flair culinary in Ireland.
So it's like a doorway to music in Ireland.
Yes. This evening we have a session at the pub in Shinjuku in Tokyo.
We're at the session in Shinjuku, and my daughter Edie is putting her Japanese skills to the test and speaking to some of the musicians here.
My name is Yasuko Teramachi. Currently, I'm living in Tokyo. Yeah, but I was born in more western part of Japan. I grew up in Okayama. Okayama is next to Hiroshima. Last year, I went to the flower in Maringa. I have competed in the set dancing category with my friends in Osaka and Kyoto and Tokyo. Yeah, Irish music is very natural and nostalgic. Yeah, we feel like similar to some kind of Japanese nostalgic music.
A lot of young people are taking part in this music session in Tokyo. They're closer to my age than my dad's, although that's not difficult because he's ancient.
At the session, we meet an amazing whistle player who's a major part of the Irish music scene in Japan.
My name is Kozo Toyota. I'm a professional musician. I play mainly Irish flute and tin whistle. I was born in Tokyo, and I grew up in Chiba, east of Tokyo.
Toyota-san's family were all classically trained musicians, although the music seemed to keep them apart rather than bring them together.
In classical music, It is one of the most dangerous things to play classical music with family. It makes a lot of confliction.
Then he discovered Irish traditional music.
Found the CD of a dervish from Sligo.
And Irish music helped bring his family together.
When I practiced timpani a lot in my house, my mother, she can play the guitar just a little. She tried to play along with me. My younger brother started to play with chopsticks and with a rice bowl, like drum. And it was the first time to make a family session in my family. So it was amazing for me.
Thank you for using J.R. West. Nara. Nara. This is the final stop.
We're here in Todaji in Nara, and it's a temple dating back to the 8th century, a Buddhist temple housing a pretty impressive Buddha statue.
Yeah, it's the biggest Buddha statue in the world, and the temple is absolutely massive, which is perfectly suitable for a massive event that happened, the Great Music Experience.
When did it happen?
May 1994.
Part of UNESCO's Decade of Culture, the Great Music Experience is an attempt to combine Western popular music with the traditional music of each host country, forming new and unexpected musical alliances.
Who opened up the whole show?
The chieftains.
And they also closed it as well, playing with a huge Japanese orchestra. So this was really the moment at which Irish culture and Japanese culture merged.
Yes, that's right. They connect the musicians and the chieftains are friends with everybody.
That's Kieko Kawashima.
Chieftains became bigger and bigger, and they released great albums. So I booked bigger halls, 2,000 seats.
At the same time as Japan was opening up for touring Irish folk and traditional acts, more Nihonjin, Japanese people, started learning the music and dance for themselves.
Because more and more Irish pubs are opening in Tokyo and in Japan.
Yamashita-san from Cultus, Japan.
So people have also chance to see sessions. Different groups organize sessions in different pubs. Play fiddle, flute, concertina, accordion, or Irian pipes even, and also guitar and buzuki, any instrument that fit into Irish music. People feel that it's really kind of, you know, relieved to listen to Irish music. Relaxed, I think. And music itself is sometimes very kind of, you know, similarity in music, Japanese old music and Irish music, so people feel kind of nostalgic sometimes.
And then another cultural phenomenon occurred that would spur the fascination with Irish music in Japan even further. River dance.
River dance, yeah, it's a huge factor to spread Irish music or Celtic music to many other people, I think.
Yeah, Japanese like watching dancing.
This is the hornpipe figure.
The hornpipe it is.
It's the first day of Fela Tokyo, and Charlene McCaffrey from Hilltown in County Down is holding a dance class.
Face your partner.
The wonderful thing about the community here, they absolutely love to dance and play music, and the passion they have for Irish, all things Irish, is just mind-blowing.
Charlene's with her husband, Brendan Doyle, an Irish accordion player with a Westmeath ceilidh band called Rise the Dust, who's also teaching, performing and adjudicating competitions at this year's Vela Tokyo.
So there was a session last night in the pub. What do you think of the quality and the calibre of the musicians and the performers here?
Utterly outstanding.
We were blown away.
Utterly outstanding.
We were absolutely blown away, yeah. You know, sometimes in Ireland, musicians can be dominant. There can be certain alpha musicians. Traditional sessions should be inclusive. It should be a collective, and the collective should be more than the sum of the parts.
Japan is thought of as a collectivist culture, which places more emphasis on the group rather than the individual.
The characteristics of the population here, very respectful, very mannerly. Traffic moves very smoothly. Nobody tries to aggressively cut somebody else. You know, all the things that you take for granted at home.
And all the things that apply in a session.
That's where I was going with this. Yes, exactly. You have the sort of respect for others, respect for the culture, respect for something that's greater than ourselves.
Next up at Vela Tokyo is Galway City Chamber Choir, who are holding a singing workshop for the Nihonjin, Japanese people.
Hello, my name is Stephen Carroll. I am the director of Galway City Chamber Choir, and we're here in Tokyo in Japan. They absolutely love Irish music and Irish culture here. And yeah, it's really blown me away. Like, they're really able to connect with it for some funny reason. I'm not sure, I haven't wrapped my head around it yet. There's something similar between the two music cultures.
We've just come from a workshop with the choir from Galway. Despite the language barrier, everybody's singing together. Mogila Mar, like, that's almost emotional to see that connection.
This is Brian O'Brien. Brian is an Irish diplomat with the Department of Foreign Affairs.
We're in a beautiful temple complex, and there's wonderful stonework behind us. There's a shrine, there's beautiful Japanese lanterns, and there's amazing trees. So yeah, it's a beautiful little haven in the middle of one of the biggest cities in the world, Tokyo.
Brian's current role is Commissioner General for Ireland at Expo 2025 in Japan.
There's about 160 countries involved in Expo altogether, and so my role will be to showcase Ireland to a Japanese audience. The theme of the Irish Pavilion is that creativity connects people. As the world evolves with technology and that, we can't lose sight of the fact that it's creative connections that bring people together. And you see that at something like Vela Tokyo.
Ireland's creative connections with this country go back much further than the chieftain's first concerts here.
We're here in Zoshigaya Cemetery in Tokyo, Japan. We're at the grave of Koizumi Yakumo. He was born Patrick Lefkady O'Hearn. He grew up in Dublin in Rathmines.
Lefkady O'Hearn, the writer, Koizumi Yakumo, he's an Irish writer. He lived in Japan. He became Japanese.
During the 1890s, Hearn travelled Japan and collected ghost stories.
Was he important for Japanese culture?
Yes. Student read his novel. Everybody know his novel very well because of the textbook in the school days. We read it.
Hearn's renditions of these ghost stories, believes Kawashima-san, are close in nature to Ireland's folklore.
The invisible world of the imagination, the Ireland and the Japan, the mixture.
This is where Ireland's cultural connection with Japan began. And he's buried here at the grave in front of us.
A few days into our trip, and myself and my daughter Edie start to hear Irish music in the most random places. Like on TV shows in our hotel room.
Well, let's just play Irish music on a cooking show.
In Japan, any documentary and a big wide scenery or something, and you hear eating pipes. Oh, that's eating pipes! And they're using Irish music. You know, it's easy music to Japanese ears, I think.
And at the Muji store, you know, Muji store, they always play Irish music.
Muji is a Japanese department store that sells household goods, and it's produced its own best-selling CDs of Irish traditional music.
And people know Irish music because many, it's a very popular shops, popular store in Japan, Muji. So Muji music is Irish, really. So people are familiar with that type of music, I think, already.
I think a lot of people listen to Irish or Celtic music without knowing it is Irish or Celtic. But a lot of people are likely to love that kind of music without knowing.
When Irish music first started to be used as background music on TV ads and in stores like Muji, Keiko Kawashima began to bring more Irish bands to Japan as part of an annual event she called Celtic Christmas.
I thought it would be nice to have several groups together in Tokyo. And so I wanted to start Celtic Christmas 1998.
And that's still going today?
Yes, so I worked with more than 50 Celtic band.
My name is Tom Sherlock. I manage musicians and artists.
Many of Tom's artists toured Japan as part of Keiko Kawashima's Celtic Christmas.
I don't tend to go out on the road too often. Japan is an exception. Alton, who I was managing then, were quite popular. At one stage, they had an Alton festival. And, you know, that was a fairly big event. I think it finished in front of a crowd of 6,000 people in Tokyo. So certainly, Alton were not playing to 6,000 people in Ireland at the time. You know, that was quite a crowd. The scale of the Tokyo municipal area is staggering. 30-something million people in that area, you know. So these are points of difference, huge difference between how we live in Ireland or in the West and how Japanese people live. But also it struck me that when you got out of the cities, that rural life and the people farming the rice fields were they look just like Irish farmers at home, you know.
Welcome to the Shinkansen. This is the Nozomi Super Express.
We're leaving Tokyo now on our way to Kyoto, which is about 280 miles away, and we're going at about 200 miles an hour. Once we get there, we're going to meet more Japanese musicians.
Ireland is the most west of Eurasian land, and Japan is the most east.
Keiko Kawashima.
I think Ireland and Japan are the same spirit to the sea, to the nature.
Irish myth talks of the ocean as being a link to magical islands like Tirnanog. Japanese myth also imagines spirit worlds across the water.
Over the sea, we see another world, other world.
Outside the window of the bullet train, we can see ancient temples inhabiting the landscape alongside modern architecture. Shintoism, Japan's ancient religion, has a reverence for the land and for sacred sites. And this was much the same in pre-Christian pagan Ireland.
Shintoism, so people believe that there are gods in nature, like in stones and trees.
Yamashita-san from Cultus, Japan.
So maybe that's quite similar to Celtic mythology.
You know, when we see the Irish landscape, oh, that's where I'm from, or when I was child, Ireland itself has a kind of nostalgia. Beautiful, not mechanicalized, more pastoral.
Among the people to recognise Ireland's pastoral connections with Japan,
Hayao Miyazaki, director of Studio Ghibli, the Japanese animation studio behind movies like Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle.
In fact, according to Keiko Kawashima,
Miyazaki-san visited the Alang Island near Galway.
One of Tom Sherlock's bands, Dreamers Circus, held private performances for Miyazaki-san, where the animator told Tom the same thing.
Yeah, Hayao Miyazaki, he told me about his trips to the Aran Islands and his travels around Ireland and his interest in Irish music. And if you look closely at his work, you'll see aspects of Irish landscape in his beautiful animation.
You are listening to Shogun Sessioon, Irish Music in Japan, on Documentary and Drama on Newstalk. This is Documentary and Drama on Newstalk, Shogun Sessioon, Irish Music in Japan.
We've arrived at the Gori Cafe in Kyoto. It's the first stop on our list of venues in Kyoto that play Irish music. Edie, my 14-year-old daughter, is talking to the proprietor.
He shows us a recording studio above his small coffee shop. Eidehoff-san tells me they record Irish music here. Have concerts and sell CDs.
そうです、CD 作ります、はい。
入り口使えてますから順に奥の方入ってあげてくださいよ。
Now me and my dad are on a bus. The next stop is the Wood Note on the outskirts of Kyoto, where we meet the owner, Shibutani-san.
ゴールドカフェ。今年で41年になります。
The Wood Note has been here 41 years.
41.
アイルランドの音楽。セッションがありますか。
はい、セッションが毎週月曜日。
And they've had Irish music sessions here for over 20 years.
もう多分セッション始めて20年以上やってます。
Earlier on, we went to the Woodnote Pub and the Gori Cafe, and now we're off to the field.
We're going to the Field Pub.
I'm Irish pub field manager, Hikaru Sato.
私はアイルランド音楽のフィドラーの金子です。I'm Fiddler. My name is Leo Kaneko.
須崎和彦と言います。パブズオーナー、アイリッシュパブズフィールド、パブズオーナー。
ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
Since we have been in Japan, we hear Irish music in strange places. We were watching Japanese TV.And there was a cooking show, and in the background,
recently, more and more.
どんな楽器を弾きますか?
What instrument does Suzaki-san, the field's owner, play?
Irish buzuki.
And Sato-san, do you play an instrument?
Boran. I discovered it at a music club in university.
Boran player, fiddle player, buzuki player, we have a band.
Yeah, maybe.
Sometimes.
But mainly we fighting together so we can play.
Kaneko-san and Suzaki-san play a tune for me and my dad. Kaneko-san is part of the new generation of musicians in Japan who play Irish music.
I'm 23 years old now. When I was in Nagano Prefecture, I saw some musicians who plays Irish music at Nagano, and I asked them, I want to play that music. I was 13 years old or 14 years old.
Like Lusako, our friend on Akul Island, and Kozo Toyota in Tokyo, Kaneko-san started playing classical music before converting to Irish traditional.
University student gave me an opportunity to start Irish music, and the player in university is so huge. So I entered Kyoto University's
Irish Music Club.
Kozo Toyota, who we met at the session in Tokyo, played a big part in making Irish music popular among college students. Here he is.
At first, I founded Irish Music Club in my university, 2005, and I started make friends to play together.
Toyota-san established a festival which sees university students around Japan playing together.
Yeah. Not only music, but dance. So I wanted to make the pie larger. And
so more people could eat.
Yes, that's right. If younger students started to get interested in Irish music and dance, quality and the quantity will be much better.
University circles or clubs play an important role to promote Irish music.
Yamashita-san from Cultus, Japan.
The group of young people who showed interest in Irish music is increasing in Japan. They actually meet together from all over Japan.
And it really is all over Japan. From Hokkaido, the most northern of Japanese islands.
Recently, we met people from Hokkaido who made an Irish music club in Hokkaido University.
To Nagano, in the central Shubu region of Japan.
The university called Shinshu University in Nagano has maybe the largest number of members at Celtic Club, more than 100, I think.
To Okinawa, the southernmost and westernmost prefecture of Japan, 1,500 kilometers south of Tokyo.
I can think of one or two collaborative things that happened there between Okinawan singers and Irish musicians.
Tom Sherlock.
It made sense because there's a strong tradition that still survives in the Okinawa Peninsula. The singing would in some way put you in mind of the same expression in Irish song, like Shamrock song.
For some Nihonjin Japanese people, Irish music, and in particular Irish dance, is an antidote to a very serious problem in Japan, says Ryo Kaneko.
I read somewhere that in Japan, loneliness can be a problem.
Yeah. It is true, some young people feeling loneliness because there are less connection between people. So when we find some place we can play music, we feel in community. So
connection.
Yeah, Irish Music Session gives us connection.
That connection is something Keiko Kawashima introduced to her Celtic Christmas events. At the end of each tour, the Irish musicians have a massive session with local musicians.
In Tokyo, I wanted to make young students, young people to welcome and play with professional musicians. I called some university to come to the venue. They can see the shows free of charge. And then after the concert, you can play with those wonderful professional musicians.
Now the performance will be begin shortly.
We're back from Kyoto in Tokyo at Cultus Night, a concert event which is part of Fela Tokyo.
The Irish ambassador, Damien Cole, is invited to the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Father Roy Gilaire, I'm delighted to be here to open the 7th annual Fela concert organized by Cultus Kyoto Riera. And let's celebrate together our shared love of Irish traditional dance, music, and song. Gurad Mila Magmiv Gilaire, Arigato Gozaimasu.
Among the acts are the Galway Choir and Charlene McCaffrey and Brendan Doyle, who we met earlier.
There's also a choral group of around 20 singers called Anona. They're a tribute to Anuna, an act from Ireland which is practically worshipped in Japan.
We meet the group's leader, Harumi Takazawa.
Anona wa nandesuka?
Anona is Anuna's tribute band.
How long have you been with Anona?
About 8 years. I attended the Anuna summer school in Dublin. Huge experience for me. I wanted to take music for Japan.
Anuna has been a vital cog in the spread of Celtic music in Japan in recent years.
We met Anuna before we left for Japan, and they're a family.
I'm Ash McGlynn.
I'm Lauren McGlynn.
Lucy Champion.
And Michael McGlynn.
Aisling and Lauren are Michael and Lucy's daughters.
We're all part of Anuna.
Michael McGlynn set up the group in 1987.
And in 1994, we became involved in Riverdance. We were catapulted across the world. The effect of what makes Anuna really quite unique is still resounding, and it went as far as Japan.
In 2011, they performed in Japan in the aftermath of a terrible tragedy.
The tsunami triggered by an overnight 8.9 magnitude quake slammed into the east coast of Japan. These dramatic pictures you've been seeing all morning long. That giant
an estimated 20,000 people died. 230,000 lost their homes.
We wanted to do something. Let's bring Celtic music, Irish music to the area, to encourage people. And so I brought Anuna.
Anuna visited Fukushima, where the tsunami had caused the meltdown of a local nuclear reactor.
And it was probably one of the most profound and important things that I've ever done in my life.
From that moment on, Michael McGlynn and Anuna became regular fixtures in Japanese cultural life.
The Japanese kind of understand Irish people. It's because island people understand what it means to be isolated and alone. It's a profound connection.
We're in Akihabara, which is a district in the center of Tokyo. People know it for its games, its anime stores, and its otaku culture.
We feel the Irish music is for fantasy atmosphere.
The sound of the tin whistles slowly as much the story of fantasy game or fantasy anime.
A lot of people listen to Celtic sound from a game. Yeah, it's one of the most huge factor.
In 2017, Toyota-san recorded music for Nintendo's Super Mario Odyssey.
A lot of composers make a Celtic style sound. Yeah, offered me a lot of recording job, and I played Super Mario Odyssey, including not only tin whistle and the Irish flute, but Shinobue, Japanese bamboo flute.
In 1991, the same year when the Chieftains first played in Japan,
and when Cultist Japan was established,
Nobuo Uematsu, a legendary Japanese composer of video game soundtracks, produced an album of Irish traditional music for the game Final Fantasy IV.
I actually played Final Fantasy, and the music definitely has that clarity, that Irish connection.
That's Michael McGlynn. Anuna, his choral outfit, is at the vanguard of Celtic music in Japanese games. In 1998, they helped record a track for one of the most legendary games of all time, Metal Gear Solid.
And the track was sung in the Irish language.
Since 2017, Anuna's been collaborating with Yasunori Mitsuda, a Japanese video game composer, on soundtracks for hit Nintendo games like Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Aisling and Lauren McGlynn both sing in the Irish language for the soundtrack of Mitsuda-san's games.
I was on Bayonetta Origins. I got to sing in Irish for the game, and I was really surprised that they wanted it, but they love it in Japan. And I remember when the game came out, a lot of people were talking about this fictional language called Enochian, and it's like a made-up language that supposedly angels speak. I think it's an implication that people think that Irish sounds angelic in some way, which, and I love that, so I would just say yes. Yes, it's Enochian. I speak it fluently.
But yeah, singing in Irish on a Japanese video game, in your own language, in a country that's worlds apart from your own in so many ways, it's a very binding experience. We're bonded together on a level that is beyond language in many ways, and I think that's part of the appeal. It's more about the emotion and the beauty of the Irish language that they're drawn to.
And now, Anuna have started recording music for Japanese anime soundtracks.
Lauren's done one most recently, which is Delicious in Dungeon.
Some of the biggest animes have Celtic soundtracks. Sato-san at the Field Pub told us about a new one.
Sousou no Frieren, it's a new anime in Japan. And the character's name is almost a German name, but the music is Irish.
Many young students first got interested in Irish music because of the games, because they like, you know, background music of the game. So now it's fused into Japanese culture.
Watashi no Musumi desu, Juyon sai desu.
It's the last day of Fela Tokyo, and we're speaking to some of the contestants.
Tomodachi wa Ireland no ongaku ga suki desu ka?
My friends, we love Irish music, so we often to go Irish session.
Ganbatte, arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Hai, arigato gozaimasu.
Today is a really proud day because I got to see beautiful dancers on stage.
Charlene and Brendan are giving their closing appraisals to the Japanese musicians.
To come to Japan from Ireland and hear music as good and in some cases better than you would hear at home is absolutely amazing.
What you're doing here is so special, so keep doing it.
Omedetou gozaimasu.
As the Feel of Tokyo Kaylee begins, me and my dad speak to another competitor.
So my name is Harumi. I play the Irish flute. Irish music and Japanese music both has nostalgic sounds.
Nostalgic?
Yes, nostalgic sounds.
Nostalgia. It's a word we've heard a lot during our journey in Japan.
And there's a word for it in Japanese.
Natsukashi, yes, natsukashi.
Yeah.
Natsukashi.
I don't know why, but we feel nostalgia, natsukashisa, when we heard Irish music.
That's right, natsukashi. Yeah.
What is natsukashi?
Remember old days, or remember where we are from, the hometown, and beautiful landscape, those kind of intimate feeling.
Natsukashi is kind of deja vu sort of feeling. Yeah, but it doesn't have to be necessarily that, you know, you had the memory.
We realize we've seen natsukashi everywhere in Japan, in the affection for old media.
In the ancient temples in Yokocho, traditional alleyways serving traditional food, in the work of Hayao Miyazaki and Studio Ghibli, and in fantasy video games.
In Japan, the past is a constant presence.
And in this presence, Irish traditional music has found a place.
People valued more things that's unspoken things before, and that unspoken thing was kind of preserved in, like, especially Irish airs. The melody comes from the heart, just more spiritual, and that's where you feel that nostalgia, natsukashisa.
Myself and Edie are here at Hosen-ji, a small temple in the heart of Osaka, in Japan. And like so many temples around Japan, it's a place of reflection, of tranquility, and of tradition. We're here at the end of our journey in Japan. Edie, what do you think? What have you learned during this trip?
I've learned that Japan and Ireland have many connections.
And having learnt Japanese for a long time, what's it like being here?
Crazy, and I'm going to be so sad when I leave.
Are you going to miss it?
A lot, yeah, a lot. Me and my dad are back in Ireland at a music shop in Black Rock, a village outside Dundalk in County Louth. And guess what? We're here with Kozo Toyota and his band, Ojizo.
We play Celtic style music, mainly Irish music, but we also play our original composition.
Hi, my name is Hirofumi Nakamura. I play piano, accordion, and bouzouki in this band.
My name is Koji Nagao. I play mainly guitar and sometimes play mandolin and tenor banjo. Irish music sound touches my heart.
It's later on, and Ojizo are taken to the stage at a festival in Dundalk called Your Roots Are Showing.
We are Ojizo from Japan.
So these guys were like far and above better than anything that we've seen, you know?
They were amazing. Yeah, there's really good traditional value. You can hear like a slight difference. You know, you can hear the Japanese culture coming through, like the way with some of their playing, but just absolutely seamless.
It's almost like there's a other level of soul to it. There's a calmness that's in there. Some fusions don't work, but I thought what they were doing was something special.
Irish musicians brought Irish music to Japan, but now Japanese musicians are bringing Irish music back to us in Ireland.
And our culture is so much richer for it.
Thank you so much. Glad Mahagat.
Shogun Sessioun, Irish Music in Japan, was produced by Pavel Barter and funded by Cumhisthú na mBan with the television licence fee. For more, see newstalk.com.